Leviticus chapter 11. The distinction of clean and unclean animals. 11:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, 11:2. Say to the children of Israel, these are the animals which you are to eat of all the living things of the earth, animals which you are to eat, etc. The prohibition of so many kinds of beasts, birds, and fishes, in the law, was ordered, first, to exercise the people in obedience and temperance. 2 and 3, to restrain them from the vices of which these animals were symbols. 3, because the things here forbidden were for the most part unwholesome, and not proper to be eaten. 4, that the people of God, by being obliged to abstain from things corporally unclean, might be trained up to seek a spiritual cleanness. 11:3, whatsoever hath the hoof divided, and cheweth the cud among the beasts, you shall eat. Hoof divided, and cheweth the cud. The dividing of the hoof and chewing of the cud, signify discretion between good and evil, and meditating on the law of God, and where either of these is wanting a man is unclean. In like manner fishes were reputed unclean that had not fins and scales. That is, souls that did not raise themselves up by prayer and cover themselves with the scales of virtue. 11:4. But whatsoever cheweth and eat the cud, and hath the hoof, but divideth it not, as the camel, and others, that you shall not eat, but shall reckon it among the unclean. 11:5. The charogrillus which cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, is unclean. The charogrillus. Some suppose it to be the rabbit, others the hedgehog. Saint Jerome intimates that it is another kind of animal common in Palestine, which lives in the holes of rocks or in the earth. We choose here, as also in the names of several other creatures that follow, which are little known in this part of the world, to keep the Greek or Latin names. 11:6. The hare also. For the two cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. 11:7. And the swine, which, though it divideth the hoof, cheweth not the cud. 11:8. The flesh of these you shall not eat, nor shall you touch their carcasses, because they are unclean to you. 11:9. These are the things that breed in the waters, and which it is lawful to eat. All that hath fins, and scales, as well in the sea, as in the rivers, and the pools, you shall eat. 11:10. But whatsoever hath not fins and scales, of those things that move and live in the waters, shall be an abomination to you. 11:11. And detestable. Their flesh you shall not eat, and their carcasses you shall avoid. 11:12. All that have not fins and scales, in the waters, shall be unclean. 11:13. Of birds these are they which you must not eat, and which are to be avoided by you. The eagle, and the griffin, and the osprey. The griffin. Not the monster which the painter represent, which hath no being upon earth, but a bird of the eagle kind, larger than the common. 11:14. And the kite, and the vulture, according to their kind. 11:15. And all that is of the raven kind, according to their likeness. 11:16. The ostrich, and the owl, and the larus, and the hawk according to its kind. 11:17. The screech owl, and the cormorant, and the ibis. 11:18. And the swan, and the bittern, and the porphyrion. 11:19. The heron, and the chirudroine according to its kind, the hoop also, and the bat. 11:20. Above things that fly, whatsoever goeth upon 4 feet, shall be abominable to you. 11:21. But whatsoever walketh upon 4 feet, but hath the legs behind longer, wherewith it hoppeth upon the earth. 11:22. That you shall eat, as the brush is in its kind, the adicus, and the phimatrus, and the locust, every one according to their kind. 11:23. But of flying things whatsoever hath 4 feet only, shall be an abomination to you. 11:24. And whosoever shall touch the carcasses of them, shall be defiled, and shall be unclean until the evening. 11:25. And if it be necessary that he carry any of these things when they are dead, he shall wash his clothes, and shall be unclean until the sunset. 11:26. Every beast that hath hoof, but divideth it not, nor cheweth the cud, shall be unclean. And he that toucheth it, shall be defiled. 11:27. That which walketh upon hands of all animals which go on all four, shall be unclean. He that shall touch their carcasses shall be defiled until evening. 11:28. And he that shall carry such carcasses, shall wash his clothes, and shall be unclean until evening. Because all these things are unclean to you. 11:29. These also shall be reckoned among unclean things, of all that move upon the earth. The weasel, and the mouse, and the crocodile, every one according to their kind. 11:30. the shrew, and the chameleon, and the stelio, and the lizard, and the mole. 11:31. All these are unclean. He that toucheth their carcasses shall be unclean until the evening. 11:32. And upon what thing soever any of their carcasses shall fall, it shall be defiled, whether it be a vessel of wood, or a garment, or skins or haircloths, or anything in which work is done. They shall be dipped in water, and shall be unclean until the evening, and so afterwards shall be clean. 11:33. But an earthen vessel, into which any of these shall fall, shall be defiled, and therefore is to be broken. 11:34. Any meat which you eat, if water from such a vessel be poured upon it, shall be unclean. And every liquor that is drunk out of any such vessel, shall be unclean. 11:35. And upon whatsoever thing any of these dead beasts shall fall, it shall be unclean. Whether it be oven, or pots with feet, they shall be destroyed, and shall be unclean. 11:36. But fountains and cisterns, and all gatherings together of waters shall be clean. He that toucheth their carcasses shall be defiled. 11:37. If it fall upon seed corn, it shall not defile it. 11:38. But if any man pour water upon the seed, and afterwards it be touched by the carcasses, it shall be forthwith defiled. 11:39. If any beast die, of which it is lawful for you to eat, he that toucheth the carcass thereof, shall be unclean until the evening. 11:40. And he that eateth or carrieth anything thereof, shall wash his clothes, and shall be unclean until the evening. 11:41. All that creepeth upon the earth shall be abominable, neither shall it be taken for meat. 11:42. Whatsoever goeth upon the breast on 4 feet, or hath many feet, or traileth on the earth, you shall not eat, because it is abominable. 11:43. Do not defile your souls, nor the top thereof, lest you be unclean. 11:44. For I am the Lord your God. Be holy because I am holy. Defile not your souls by any creeping thing that moveth upon the earth. 11:45. For I am the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that I might be your God. 11:46. You shall be holy, because I am holy. This is the law of beasts and fowls, and of every living creature that moveth in the waters, and creepeth on the earth. 11:47. That you may know the differences of the clean, and unclean, and know what you ought to eat, and what to refuse. Leviticus chapter 12. The purification of women after childbirth. 12:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 12:2. Speak to the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, If a woman having received seed shall bear a man child, she shall be unclean 7 days, according to the days of separation of her flowers. 12:3. And on the 8th day the infant shall be circumcised. 12:4. But she shall remain 33 days in the blood of her purification. She shall touch no holy thing, neither shall she enter into the sanctuary, until the days of her purification be fulfilled. 12:5. But if she shall bear a male child, she shall be unclean 2 weeks, according to the custom of her monthly courses, and she shall remain in the blood of her purification 66 days. 12:6. And when the days of her purification are expired, for a son, or for a daughter, she shall bring to the door of the tabernacle of the testimony, a lamb of a year old for a holocaust, and a young pigeon or a turtle for sin, and shall deliver them to the priest. 12:7. Who shall offer them before the Lord, and shall pray for her, and so she shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. This is the law for her that beareth a man child or a may child. 12:8. And if her hand find not sufficiency, and she is not able to offer a lamb, she shall take 2 turtles, or 2 young pigeons, one for a holocaust, and another for sin. And the priest shall pray for her, and so she shall be cleansed. Leviticus chapter 13. The law concerning leprosy in men, and in garments. 13:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, 13:2. The man in whose skin or flesh shall arise a different color or a blister, or as it were something shining, that is the stroke of the leprosy, shall be brought to Aaron the priest, or any or of his sons. 13:3. And if he see the leprosy in his skin, and the hair turned white in the place where the leprosy appears lower than the skin in the rest of the flesh, it is the stroke of the leprosy, and upon his judgment he shall be separated. 13:4. But if there be a shining whiteness in the skin, and not lower than the other flesh, and the hair be of the former color, the priest shall shut him up 7 days. 13:5. and the seventh day he shall look on him. And if the leprosy be grown no farther, and hath not spread itself in the skin, he shall shut him up again other 7 days. 13:6. And on the seventh day, he shall look on him. If the leprosy be somewhat obscure, and not spread in the skin, he shall declare him clean, because it is but a scab. And the man shall wash his clothes, and shall be clean. 13:7. But, if the leprosy grow again, after he was seen by the priest and restored to cleanness, he shall be brought to him. 13:8. And shall be condemned of uncleanness. 13:9. If the stroke of the leprosy be in a man, he shall be brought to the priest. 13:10. And he shall view him. And when there shall be a white color in the skin, and it shall have changed the look of the hair, and the living flesh itself shall appear. 13:11. It shall be judged an inveterate leprosy, and grown into the skin. The priest therefore shall declare him unclean, and shall not shut him up, because he is evidently unclean. 13:12. But if the leprosy spring out running about in the skin, and cover all the skin from the head to the feet, whatsoever falleth under the side of the eyes. 13:13. The priest shall view him, and shall judge that the leprosy which he has is very clean, because it is all turned into whiteness, and therefore the man shall be clean. 13:14. But when the live flesh shall appear in him. 13:15. Then by the judgment of the priest he shall be defiled, and shall be reckoned among the unclean. For live flesh, if it be spotted with leprosy, is unclean. 13:16. And if again it be turned into whiteness, and cover all the man. 13:17. The priest shall view him, and shall judge him to be clean. 13:18. When also there has been an ulcer in the flesh and the skin, and it has been healed. 13:19. And in the place of the ulcer, there appeareth a white scar, or somewhat red, the man shall be brought to the priest. 13:20. And when he shall see the place of the leprosy lower than the other flesh, and the hair turned white, he shall declare him unclean, for the plague of leprosy is broken out in the ulcer. 13:21. But if the hair be of the former color, and the scar somewhat obscure, and be not lower than the flesh that is near it, he shall shut him up 7 days. 13:22. And if it spread, he shall judge him to have the leprosy. 13:23. But if it stay in its place, it is but the scar of an ulcer, and the man shall be clean. 13:24. The flesh also and skin that hath been burnt, and after it is healed hath a white or a red scar. 13:25. The priest shall view it, and if he see it turned white, and the place thereof is lower than the other skin, he shall declare him unclean, because the evil of leprosy is broken out in the scar. 13:26. But if the color of the hair be not changed, nor the blemish lower than the other flesh, and the appearance of the leprosy be somewhat obscure, he shall shut him up 7 days. 13:27. And on the seventh day he shall view him. If the leprosy be grown farther in the skin, he shall declare him unclean. 13:28. But if the whiteness stay in its place, and be not very clear, it is the sore of a burning, and therefore he shall be cleansed, because it is only the scar of a burning. 13:29. If the leprosy break out in the head or the beard of a man or woman, the priest shall see them. 13:30. And if the place be lower than the other flesh, and the hair yellow, and thinner than usual, he shall declare them unclean, because it is the leprosy of the head and the beard. 13:31. But if he perceive the place of the spot is equal with the flesh that is near it, and the hair black, he shall shut him up 7 days. 13:32. And on the seventh day he shall look upon it. If the spot be not grown, and the hair keep its color, and the place of the blemish be even with the other flesh. 13:33. The man shall be shaven all but the place of the spot, and he shall be shut up other 7 days. 13:34. If on the seventh day the evil seem to have stayed in its place, and not lower than the other flesh, he shall cleanse him, and his clothes being washed he shall be clean. 13:35. But if after his cleansing the spot spread again in the skin. 13:36. He shall seek not more whether the hair be turned yellow, because he is evidently unclean. 13:37. But if the spot be stayed, and the hair be black, let him know that the man is healed, and let him confidently pronounce him clean. 13:38. If a whiteness appear in the skin of a man or a woman. 13:39. The priest shall view them. If he find that a darkish whiteness shineth in the skin, let him know that it is not the leprosy, but a white blemish, and that the man is clean. 1340. The man whose hair falleth off from his head, he is bald and clean. 1341. And if the hair fall from his forehead, he is bald before and clean. 1342. But if in the bald head or in the bald forehead there be risen a white or reddish color. 1343. And the priest perceive this, he shall condemn him undoubtedly of leprosy which is risen in the bald part. 1344. Now whosoever shall be defiled with the leprosy, and is separated by the judgment of the priest. 1345. Shall have his clothes hanging loose, his head bare, his mouth covered with a cloth, and he shall cry out that he is defiled and unclean. 1346. All the time that he is a leper and unclean he shall dwell alone without the camp. 1347. A woolen or linen garment that shall have the leprosy. 1348. In the warp, and the woof, or skin, or whatsoever is made of a skin. 1349. If it be infected with a white or red spot, it shall be accounted the leprosy, and shall be shewn to the priest. 1350. And he shall look upon it and shall shut it up 7 days. 1351. And on the 7th day when he looketh on it again, if he find that it is grown, it is a fixed leprosy. He shall judge the garment unclean, in everything wherein it shall be found. 1352. And therefore it shall be burnt with fire. 1353. But if he see that it is not grown. 1354. He shall give orders, and they shall wash that part wherein the leprosy is, and he shall shut it up other 7 days. 1355. And when he shall see that the former color is not returned, nor yet the leprosy spread, he shall judge it unclean, and shall burn it with fire, for the leprosy has taken hold of the outside of the garment, or through the hole. 1356. But if the place of the leprosy be somewhat dark, after the garment is washed, he shall tear it off, and divide it from that which is sound. 1357. And if after this there appear in those places that before were without spot, a flying and wandering leprosy, it must be burnt with fire. 1358. If it cease, he shall wash with water the parts that are pure, the second time, and they shall be clean. 1359. This is the law touching the leprosy of any woolen or linen garment, either in the warp or woof, or anything of skins, how it ought to be cleaned, or pronounced unclean. Leviticus chapter 14. The rites of sacrifices in cleansing the leprosy. Leprosy in houses. 14:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 14:2. This is the rite of a leper, when he is to be cleansed. He shall be brought to the priest. 14:3. Who going out of the camp, when he shall find that the leprosy is cleansed. 14:4. Shall command him that is to be purified, to offer for himself 2 living sparrows, which it is lawful to eat, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. 14:5. And he shall command one of the sparrows to be immolated in an earthen vessel over living waters. Living waters. That is, waters taken from a spring, brook, or river. 14:6. But the other that is alive, he shall dip, with the cedar wood, and the scarlet and the hyssop, in the blood of the sparrow that is immolated. 14:7. Wherewith he shall sprinkle him that is to be cleansed 7 times, that he may be rightly purified. And he shall let go the living sparrow, that it may fly into the field. 14:8. And when the man hath washed his clothes, he shall shave all the hair of his body, and shall be washed with water. And being purified he shall enter into the camp, yet so that he tarry without his own tent 7 days. 14:9. And on the 7th day he shall shave the hair of his head, and his beard and his eyebrows, and the hair of all his body. And having washed again his clothes, and his body. 14:10. On the 8th day, he shall take 2 lambs without blemish, and an ewe of 1 year old without blemish, and 3 tenths of flour tempered with oil for a sacrifice, and 1 sextary of oil apart. A sextary. Hablog. A measure of liquids, which was 1/12 part of a hin, and held about as much as 6 eggs. 14:11. And when the priest that purified the man, hath presented him, and all these things before the Lord, at the door of the tabernacle of the testimony. 14:12. He shall take a lamb, and offer it for a trespass offering with the sextary of oil, and having offered all before the Lord. 14:13. He shall immolate the lamb, where the victim for sin is wont to be immolated, and the holocaust, that is, in the holy place. For as that which is for sin, so also the victim for a trespass offering pertaineth to the priest. It is holy of holies. 14:14. And the priest, taking of the blood of the victim that was immolated for trespass, shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand and the great toe of his right foot, taking of the blood, etc. These ceremonies used in the cleansing of a leper were mysterious and very significative. The sprinkling 7 times with the blood of the little bird, the washing himself in his clothes, the shaving his hair and his beard, signify the means which are to be used in the reconciliation of a sinner, and the steps by which he is to return to God, viz., by the repeated application of the blood of Christ, the washing his conscience with the waters of compunction, and retrenching all vanities and superfluities, by employing all that is over and above that is necessary in almsdeeds, the sin offering, and the holocaust or burnt offering, which he was to offer of his cleansing, signify the sacrifice of a contrite and humble heart, and that of adoration in spirit and truth, with gratitude and thankfulness, for the forgiveness of sins, with which we are ever to appear before the Almighty. The touching the right ear, the thumb of the right hand, and the great toe of the right foot, first with the blood of the victim, and then with the remainder of the oil, which had been sprinkled 7 times before the Lord, signify the application of the blood of Christ, and the unction of the sevenfold grace of the Holy Ghost, to the sinner's right ear, that he may duly hearken to and obey the law of God, and to his right hand and foot, that the works of his hands, and all the steps or affections of his soul, signified by the feet, may be rightly directed to God. 14:15. And he shall pour of the sextary of oil into his own left hand. 14:16. And shall dip his right finger in it, and sprinkle it before the Lord 7 times. 14:17. And the rest of the oil in his left hand, he shall pour upon the tip of the right ear of him that is cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand and the great toe of his right foot, and upon the blood that was shed for trespass. 14:18. And upon his head. 14:19. And he shall pray for him before the Lord, and shall offer the sacrifice for sin. Then shall he immolate the holocaust. 14:20. And put it on the altar with the libations thereof. And the man shall be rightly cleansed. 14:21. But if he be poor, and his hand cannot find the things aforesaid, he shall take a lamb for an offering for trespass, that the priest may pray for him, and a tenth part of flour tempered with oil for a sacrifice, and a sextary of oil. 14:22. And 2 turtles or 2 young pigeons, of which one may be for sin, and the other for a holocaust. 14:23. And he shall offer them on the 8th day of his purification to the priest, at the door of the tabernacle of the testimony before the Lord. 14:24. And the priest receiving the lamb for trespass, and the sextary of oil, shall elevate them together. 14:25. And the lamb being immolated, he shall put of the blood thereof upon the tip of the right ear of him that is cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and the great toe of his right foot. 14:26. But he shall pour part of the oil into his own left hand. 14:27. And dipping the finger of his right hand in it, he shall sprinkle it 7 times before the Lord. 14:28. And he shall touch the tip of the right ear of him that is cleansed, and the thumb of his right hand and the great toe of his right foot, in the place of the blood that was shed for trespass. 14:29. And the other part of the oil that is in his left hand, he shall pour upon the head of the purified person, that he may appease the Lord for him. 14:30. And he shall offer a turtle, or young pigeon. 14:31. One for trespass, and the other for a holocaust, with their libations. 14:32. This is the sacrifice of a leper, that is not able to have all things that appertain to his cleansing. 14:33. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying. 14:34. When you shall come into the land of Canaan, which I will give you for a possession, if there be the plague or leprosy in a house. 14:35. He whose house it is, shall go and tell the priest, saying, it seemeth to me, that there is the plague of leprosy in my house. 14:36. And he shall command, that they carry forth all things out of the house, before he go into it, and see whether it have the leprosy, let all things become unclean that are in the house. And afterwards he shall go into view the leprosy of the house. 14:37. And if he see in the walls thereof as it were little dints, disfigured with paleness or redness, and lower than all he rest. 14:38. He shall go out of the door of the house, and forthwith shut it up 7 days. 14:39. And returning on the 7th day, he shall look upon it, if he find that the leprosy is spread. 14:40. He shall command, that the stones wherein the leprosy is, be taken out, and cast without the city into an unclean place. 14:41. And that the house be scraped on the inside round about, and the dust of the scrapings be scattered without the city into an unclean place. 14:42. And that other stones be laid in the place of them that were taken away, and the house be plastered with other mortar. 14:43. But if after the stones be taken out, and the dust scraped off, and it be plastered with other earth. 14:44. The priest going and perceive that the leprosy is returned, and the walls full of spots, it is a lasting leprosy, and the house is unclean. 14:45. And they shall destroy it forthwith, and shall cast the stones and timber thereof, and all the dust without the town into an unclean place. 14:46. He that entereth into the house when it is shut, shall be unclean until evening. 14:47. And he that sleepeth in it, and eateth anything, shall wash his clothes. 14:48. But if the priest going and perceive that the leprosy is not spread in the house, after it was plastered again, he shall purify it, it being cured. 14:49. And for the purification thereof he shall take 2 sparrows, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. 14:50. And having immolated 1 sparrow in an earthen vessel, over living waters. 14:51. He shall take the cedar wood, and the hyssop, and the scarlet, and the living sparrow, and shall dip all in the blood of the sparrow that is immolated, and in the living water. And he shall sprinkle the house 7 times. 14:52. And shall purify it as well with the blood of the sparrow, as with the living water, and with the living sparrow, and with the cedar wood, and the hyssop, and the scarlet. 14:53. And when he hath let go the sparrow to fly freely away into the field, he shall pray for the house, and it shall be rightly cleansed. 14:54. This is the law of every kind of leprosy and stroke. 14:55. Of the leprosy of garments and houses. 14:56. Of a scar and of blisters breaking out of a shining spot, and when the colors are diversely changed. 14:57. That it may be known when a thing is clean or unclean. Leviticus chapter 15. Other legal uncleannesses. 15:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, 15:2. Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, the man that hath an issue of seed, shall be unclean. Issue of seed shall be unclean. These legal uncleannesses were instituted in order to give the people a horror of carnal impurities. 15:3. And then shall he be judged subject to this evil, when a filthy humor, at every moment, cleaveth to his flesh, and gathereth there. 15:4. Every bed on which he sleepeth, shall be unclean, in every place on which he sitteth. 15:5. If any man touch his bed, he shall wash his clothes, and being washed with water, he shall be unclean until the evening. 15:6. If a man sit where that man hath sitten, he also shall wash his clothes, and being washed with water, shall be unclean until the evening. 15:7. He that toucheth his flesh, shall wash his clothes, and being himself washed with water shall be unclean until the evening. 15:8. If such a man cast his spittle upon him that is clean, he shall wash his clothes, and being washed with water, he shall be unclean until the evening. 15:9. The saddle on which he hath sitten shall be unclean. 15:10. And whatsoever has been under him that hath the issue of seed, shall be unclean until the evening. He that carrieth any of these things, shall wash his clothes, and being washed with water, he shall be unclean until the evening. 15:11. Every person whom such a one shall touch, not having washed his hands before, shall wash his clothes, and being washed with water, shall be unclean until the evening. 15:12. If he touch a vessel of earth, it shall be broken, but if a vessel of wood, it shall be washed with water. 15:13. If he who suffereth this disease be healed, he shall number 7 days after his cleansing, and having washed his clothes, and all his body in living water, he shall be clean. 15:14. And on the 8th day he shall take 2 turtles, or 2 young pigeons, and he shall come before the Lord, to the door of the tabernacle of the testimony, and shall give them to the priest. 15:15. Who shall offer 1 for sin, and the other for a holocaust, and he shall pray for him before the Lord, that he may be cleansed of the issue of his seed. 15:16. The man from whom the seed of copulation goeth out, shall wash all his body with water, and he shall be unclean until the evening. 15:17. The garment or skin that he weareth, he shall wash with water, and it shall be unclean until the evening. 15:18. The women with whom he copulateth shall be washed with water, and shall be unclean until the evening. 15:19. The woman who at the return of the month hath her issue of blood shall be separated 7 days. 15:20. Every one that toucheth her shall be unclean until the evening. 15:21. And everything that she sleepeth on, or that she sitteth on in the days of her separation, shall be defiled. 15:22. He that toucheth her bed shall wash his clothes, and being himself washed with water, shall be unclean until the evening. 15:23. Whosoever shall touch any vessel on which she sitteth, shall wash his clothes, and himself being washed with water, shall be defiled until the evening. 15:24. If a man copulateth with her in the time of her flowers, he shall be unclean 7 days, and every bed on which he shall sleep shall be defiled. 15:25. The woman that hath still issue of blood many days out of her ordinary time, or that ceaseth not to flow after the monthly courses, as long as she is subject to this disease, shall be unclean, in the same manner as if she were in her flowers. 15:26. Every bed on which she sleepeth, and every vessel on which she sitteth, shall be defiled. 15:27. Whosoever toucheth them shall wash his clothes, and himself being washed with water, shall be unclean until the evening. 15:28. If the blood stop and cease to run, she shall count 7 days of her purification. 15:29. And on the 8th day she shall offer for herself to the priest 2 turtles, or 2 young pigeons, at the door of the tabernacle of the testimony. 15:30. And he shall offer one for sin, and the other for a holocaust, and he shall pray for her before the Lord, and for the issue of her uncleanness. 15:31. You shall teach therefore the children of Israel to take heed of uncleanness, that they may not die in their filth, when they shall have defiled my tabernacle that is among them. 15:32. This is the law of him that hath the issue of seed, and that is defiled by copulation. 15:33. And of the woman that is separated in her monthly times, or that hath a continual issue of blood, and of the man that sleepeth with her. Leviticus chapter 16. When and how the high priest must enter into the sanctuary. The feast of expiation. 16:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, after the death of the 2 sons of Aaron when they were slain upon their offering strange fire. 16:2. And he commanded him, saying, Speak to Aaron thy brother, that he enter not at all into the sanctuary, which is within the veil before the propitiatory, with which the ark is covered, lest he die, for I will appear in a cloud over the oracle. Enter not. No one but the high priest, and he but once a year, could enter into the sanctuary. 2 signify that no one could enter into the sanctuary of heaven, till Christ our high priest opened it by his passion. Help 10.8. 16:3. Unless he first do these things, he shall offer a calf for sin, and the ram for a holocaust. 16:4. He shall be vested with a linen tunic. He shall cover his nakedness with linen breeches. He shall be girded with a linen girdle, and he shall put a linen mitre upon his head. For these are holy vestments, all which he shall put on, after he is washed. 16:5. And he shall receive from the whole multitude of the children of Israel 2 buck goats for sin, and 1 ram for a holocaust. 16:6. And when he hath offered the cattle and prayed for himself and for his own house, 16:7, he shall make the 2 buck goats to stand before the Lord in the door of the tabernacle of the testimony, 16:8, and casting lots upon them both, one to be offered to the Lord, and the other to be the emissary goat, 16:9, that whose lot fail to be offered to the Lord, he shall offer for sin, 16:10, but that whose lot was to be the emissary goat, he shall present before the Lord, that he may pour prayers upon him, and let him go into the wilderness. 16:11. After these things are duly celebrated, he shall offer the calf, and praying for himself and for his own house, he shall immolate it. 16:12. And taking the censer, which he hath filled with the burning coals at the altar, and taking up with his hands the compounded perfume for incense, he shall go in within the veil into the holy place. 16:13. That when the perfumes are put upon the fire, the cloud and vapor thereof may cover the oracle, which is over the testimony, and he may not die. 16:14. He shall take also of the blood of the calf, and sprinkle with his finger 7 times towards the propitiatory to the east. 16:15. And when he hath killed a buck goat for the sin of the people, he shall carry in the blood thereof within the veil, as he was commanded to do with the blood of the calf, that he may sprinkle it over against the oracle. 16:16. And may expiate the sanctuary from the uncleanness of the children of Israel, and from their transgressions, and all their sins. According to this rite shall he do to the tabernacle of the testimony, which is fixed among them in the midst of the filth of their habitation. 16:17. Let no man be in the tabernacle when the high priest goeth into the sanctuary, to pray for himself in his house, and for the whole congregation of Israel, until he come out. 16:18. And when he is come out to the altar that is before the Lord, let him pray for himself. And taking the blood of the calf, and of the buck goat, let him pour in upon the horns thereof round about. 16:19. And sprinkling with his finger 7 times, let him expiate, and sanctify it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. 16:20. After he hath cleaned the sanctuary, and the tabernacle, and the altar, then let him offer the living goat. 16:21. And putting both hands upon his head, let him confess all the iniquities of the children of Israel, and all their offenses and sins. And praying that they may light on its head, he shall turn him out by a man ready for it, into the desert. 16:22. And when the goat hath carried all their iniquities into an uninhabited land, and shall be let go into the desert. 16:23. Aaron shall return into the tabernacle of the testimony, and putting off the vestments, which he had on him before when he entered into the sanctuary, and leaving them there. 16:24. He shall wash his flesh in the holy place, and shall put on his own garments. And after that he is come out and hath offered his own holocaust, and that of the people, he shall pray both for himself, and for the people. 16:25. And the fat that is offered for sins, he shall burn on the altar. 16:26. But he that hath let go the emissary goat, shall wash his clothes, and his body with water, and so shall enter into the camp. 16:27. But the calf and the buck goat, that were sacrificed for sin, and whose blood was carried into the sanctuary, to accomplish the atonement, they shall carry forth without the camp, and shall burn with fire, their skins and their flesh, and their dung. 16:28. And whosoever burneth them shall wash his clothes, and flesh with water, and so shall enter into the camp. 16:29. And this shall be to you an everlasting ordinance. The 7th month, the 10th day of the month, you shall afflict your souls, and shall do no work, whether it be one of your own country, or a stranger that sojourneth among you. 16:30. Upon this day shall be the expiation for you, and the cleansing from all your sins. You shall be cleansed before the Lord. 16:31. For it is a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your souls by a perpetual religion. 16:32. And the priest that is anointed, and whose hands are consecrated to do the office of the priesthood in his father's stead, shall make atonement. And he shall be vested with the linen robe and the holy vestments. 16:33. And he shall expiate the sanctuary and the tabernacle of the testimony and the altar, the priest also and all the people. 16:34. And this shall be an ordinance forever, that you pray for the children of Israel, and for all their sins once a year. He did therefore as the Lord had commanded Moses. Leviticus chapter 17. No sacrifices to be offered but at the door of the tabernacle. A prohibition of blood. 17:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 17:2. Speak to Aaron and his sons, and to all the children of Israel, saying to them, this is the word, which the Lord hath commanded, saying, 17:3. Any man whosoever of the house of Israel, if he kill an ox, or a sheep, or a goat in the camp, or without the camp, if he kill, etc. That is, in order to sacrifice. The law of God forbids sacrifices to be offered in any other place but at the tabernacle or temple of the Lord, to signify that no sacrifice would be acceptable to God, out of his true temple, the one holy, Catholic, Apostolic Church. 17:4. And offer it not at the door of the tabernacle in oblation to the Lord, shall be guilty of blood. As if he had shed blood, so shall he perish from the midst of his people. 17:5. Therefore the children of Israel shall bring to the priest their victims, which they kill in the field, that they may be sanctified to the Lord before the door of the tabernacle of the testimony, and they may sacrifice them for peace offerings to the Lord. 17:6. And the priest shall pour the blood upon the altar of the Lord, at the door of the tabernacle of the testimony, and shall burn the fat for a sweet odor to the Lord. 17:7, and they shall no more sacrifice their victims to devils, with whom they have committed fornication. It shall be an ordinance forever to them and to their posterity. 17:8, and thou shalt say to them, The man of the house of Israel, and of the strangers who sojourn among you, that offereth a holocaust or a victim. 17:9, and bringeth it not to the door of the tabernacle of the testimony, that it may be offered to the Lord, shall perish from among his people. 17:10, if any man whosoever of the house of Israel, and of the strangers that sojourn among them, eat blood, I will set my face against his soul, and will cut him off from among his people. Eat blood. To eat blood was forbidden in the law, partly, because God reserved it to himself, to be offered in sacrifices on the altar, as to the Lord of life and death, and as a figure of the blood of Christ, and partly, to give men a horror of shedding blood. General 9.4, 5, 6, 17:11. Because the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you, that you may make atonement with it upon the altar for your souls, and the blood may be for an expiation of the soul. 17:12. Therefore I have said to the children of Israel, No soul of you, nor of the strangers that sojourn among you, shall eat blood. 17:13. Any man whosoever of the children of Israel, and of the strangers that sojourn among you, if by hunting or fowling, he take a wild beast or a bird, which is lawful to eat, let him pour out its blood, and cover it with earth. 17:14. For the life of all flesh is in the blood. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, You shall not eat the blood of any flesh at all, because the life of the flesh is in the blood, and whosoever eateth it, shall be cut off. 17:15. The soul that eateth that which died of itself, or has been caught by a beast, whether he be one of your own country or a stranger, shall wash his clothes and himself with water, and shall be defiled until the evening. And in this manner he shall be made clean. 17:16. But if he do not wash his clothes, and his body, he shall bear his iniquity. Leviticus chapter 18. Marriage is prohibited in certain degrees of kindred, and all unnatural lusts. 18:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 18:2. Speak to the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, I am the Lord your God. 18:3. You shall not do according to the custom of the land of Egypt, in which you dwelt, neither shall you act according to the manner of the country of Canaan, into which I will bring you, nor shall you walk in their ordinances. 18:4. You shall do my judgments, and shall observe my precepts, and shall walk in them. I am the Lord your God. 18:5. Keep my laws and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them, I am the Lord. 18:6. No man shall approach to her that is near of kin to him, to uncover her nakedness. I am the Lord. 18:7. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father, or the nakedness of thy mother. She is thy mother, thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. 18:8. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's wife, for it is the nakedness of thy father. 18:9. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy sister by father or by mother, whether born at home or abroad. 18:10. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy son's daughter, or thy daughter's daughter, because it is thy own nakedness. 18:11. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter, whom she bore to thy father, and who is thy sister. 18:12. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister, because she is the flesh of thy father. 18:13. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, because she is thy mother's flesh. 18:14. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother, neither shalt thou approach to his wife, who is joined to thee by affinity. 18:15. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law, because she is thy son's wife, neither shalt thou discover her shame. 18:16. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife, because it is the nakedness of thy brother. 18:17. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy wife and her daughter. Thou shalt not take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter, to discover her shame, because they are her flesh, and such copulation is incest. 18:18. Thou shalt not take thy wife's sister for a harlot, to rival her, neither shalt thou discover her nakedness, while she is yet living. 18:19. Thou shalt not approach to a woman having her flowers, neither shalt thou uncover her nakedness. 18:20. Thou shalt not lie with thy neighbor's wife, nor be defiled with mingling of seed. 18:21. Thou shalt not give any of thy seed to be consecrated to the idol Moloch, nor defile the name of thy God. I am the Lord. 18:22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind, because it is an abomination. 18:23. Thou shalt not copulate with any beast, neither shalt thou be defiled with it. A woman shall not lie down to a beast, nor copulate with it, because it is a heinous crime. Because it is a heinous crime. In Hebrew, this word heinous crime is expressed by the word confusion, signifying the shamefulness and baseness of this abominable sin. 18:24. Defile not yourselves with any of these things with which all the nations have been defiled, which I will cast out before you. 18:25. And with which the land is defiled, the abominations of which I will visit, that it may vomit out its inhabitants. 18:26. Keep you my ordinances and my judgments, and do not any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. 18:27. For all these detestable things the inhabitants of the land have done, that were before you, and have defiled it. 18:28. Beware then, lest in like manner, it vomit you also out, if you do the like things, as it vomited out the nation that was before you. 18:29. Every soul that shall commit any of these abominations, shall perish from the midst of his people. 18:30. Keep my commandments. Do not the things which they have done, that have been before you, and be not defiled therein. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus chapter 19. Divers ordinances, partly moral, partly ceremonial or judicial. 19:1. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 19:2. Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, Be ye holy, because I the Lord your God am holy. 19:3. Let everyone fear his father and his mother. Keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. 19:4. Turn ye not to idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord your God. 19:5. If ye offer in sacrifice a peace offering to the Lord, that he may be favorable. 19:6. You shall eat it on the same day it was offered, and the next day, and whatsoever shall be left until the third day, you shall burn with fire. 19:7. If after 2 days any man eat thereof, he shall be profane and guilty of impiety. 19:8. And shall bear his iniquity, because he hath defiled the holy thing of the Lord, and that soul shall perish from among his people. 19:9. When thou reapest the corn of thy land, thou shalt not cut down all that is on the face of the earth to the very ground, nor shalt thou gather the ears that remain. 19:10. Neither shalt thou gather the bunches and grapes that fall down in thy vineyard, but shalt leave them to the poor and the strangers to take. I am the Lord your God. 19:11. You shall not steal. You shall not lie. Neither shall any man deceive his neighbor. 19:12. Thou shalt not swear falsely by my name, nor profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. 19:13. Thou shalt not calumniate thy neighbor, nor oppress him by violence. The wages of him that hath been hired by thee shall not abide with thee until the morning. 19:14. Thou shalt not speak evil of the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind. But thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, because I am the Lord. 19:15. Thou shalt not do that which is unjust, nor judge unjustly. Respect not the person of the poor, nor honor the countenance of the mighty, but judge thy neighbor according to justice. 19:16. Thou shalt not be a detractor nor a whisperer among the people. Thou shalt not stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. 19:17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart, but reprove him openly, lest thou incur sin through him. 19:18. Seek not revenge, nor be mindful of the injury of thy citizens. Thou shalt love thy friend as thyself. I am the Lord. 19:19. Keep ye my laws. Thou shalt not make thy cattle to gender with beasts of any other kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with different seeds. Thou shalt not wear a garment that is woven of two sorts, different seeds, etc. This law tends to recommend simplicity and plain dealing in all things, and to teach the people not to join any false worship or heresy with the worship of the true God. 19:20. If a man carnally lie with a woman that is a bondservant and maritable, and yet not redeemed with a price, nor made free, they both shall be scourged, and they shall not be put to death, because she was not a free woman. 19:21. And for his trespass he shall offer a ram to the Lord, at the door of the tabernacle of the testimony. 19:22. And the priest shall pray for him, and for his sin before thee, Lord, and he shall have mercy on him, and the sin shall be forgiven. 19:23. When you shall be come into the land, and shall have planted in it fruit trees, you shall take away the first fruits of them. The fruit that comes forth shall be unclean to you, neither shall ye eat of them. First fruits, propitia, literally, their foreskins. It alludes to circumcision, and signifies that for the first 3 years the trees were to be as uncircumcised, and their fruit unclean, till in the fourth year their increase was sanctified and given to the Lord, that is, to the priests. 19:24. But in the fourth year, all their fruit shall be sanctified, to the praise of the Lord. 19:25. And in the fifth year you shall eat the fruits thereof, gathering the increase thereof. I am the Lord your God. 19:26. You shall not eat with blood. You shall not divine nor observe dreams. 19:27. Nor shall you cut your hair roundwise, nor shave your beard. 19:28. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh, for the dead, neither shall you make in yourselves any figures or marks. I am the Lord. 19:29. Make not thy daughter a common strumpet, lest the land be defiled, and filled with wickedness. 19:30. Keep ye my Sabbaths, and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. 19:31. Go not aside after wizards, neither ask anything of soothsayers, to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. 19:32. Rise up before the hoary head, and honor the person of the aged man, and fear the Lord thy God. I am the Lord. 19:33. If a stranger dwell in your land, and abide among you, do not upbraid him. 19:34. But let him be among you as one of the same country, and you shall love him as yourselves. For you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. 19:35. Do not any unjust thing in judgment, in rule, in weight, or in measure. 19:36. Let the balance be just and the weights equal, the bushel just, and the sextary equal. I am the Lord your God, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. 19:37. Keep all my precepts, and all my judgments, and do them. I am the Lord. Leviticus chapter 20. Divers crimes to be punished with death. 20:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 20:2. Thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, if any man of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that dwell in Israel, give of his seed to the idol Moloch, buying let him die. The people of the land shall stone him. 20:3. And I will set my face against him, and I will cut him off from the midst of his people, because he hath given of his seed to Moloch, and hath defiled my sanctuary, and profaned my holy name. 20:4. And if the people of the land neglecting, and as it were little regarding my commandment, let alone the man that hath given of his seed to Moloch, and will not kill him. 20:5. I will set my face against that man, and his kindred, and will cut off both him and all that consented with him, to commit fornication with Moloch, out of the midst of their people. 20:6. The soul that shall go aside after magicians, and soothsayers, and shall commit fornication with them, I will set my face against that soul, and destroy it out of the midst of its people. 20:7. Sanctify yourselves, and be ye holy, because I am the Lord your God. 20:8. Keep my precepts, and do them. I am the Lord that sanctify you. 20:9. He that curseth his father, or mother, dying let him die. He hath cursed his father, and mother, let his blood be upon him. 20:10. If any man commit adultery with the wife of another, and defile his neighbor's wife, let them be put to death, both the adulterer and the adulteress. 20:11. If a man lie with his stepmother, and discover the nakedness of his father, let them both be put to death, their blood be upon them. 20:12. If any man lie with his daughter-in-law, let both die, because they have done a heinous crime, their blood be upon them. 20:13. If anyone lie with a man as with a woman, both have committed an abomination, let them be put to death, their blood be upon them. 20:14. If any man after marrying a daughter, marry her mother, he hath done a heinous crime. He shall be burnt alive with them. Neither shall so great an abomination remain in the midst of you. 20:15. He that shall copulate with any beast or cattle, buying, let him die. The beast also ye shall kill. The beast also ye shall kill. The killing of the beast was for the greater horror of the crime, and to prevent the remembrance of such abomination. 20:16. The woman that shall lie under any beast, shall be killed together with the same. Their blood be upon them. 20:17. If any man take his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, and see her nakedness, and she behold her brother's shame, they have committed a crime. They shall be slain, in the sight of their people, because they have discovered one another's nakedness, and they shall bear their iniquity. 20:18. If any man lie with a woman in her flowers, and uncover her nakedness, and she open the fountain of her blood, both shall be destroyed out of the midst of their people. 20:19. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy aunt by thy mother, and of thy aunt by thy father. He that does this, hath uncovered the shame of his own flesh. Both shall bear their iniquity. 20:20. If any man lie with the wife of his uncle by the father, or of his uncle by the mother, and uncover the shame of his near kin, both shall bear their sin. They shall die without children. 20:21. He that marrieth his brother's wife, doth an unlawful thing. He hath uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be without children. 20:22. Keep my laws and my judgments, and do them, lest the land into which you are to enter to dwell therein, vomit you also out. 20:23. Walk not after the laws of the nations, which I will cast out before you. For they have done all these things, and therefore I abhor them. 20:24. But to you I say, possess their land which I will give you for an inheritance, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, who have separated you from other people. 20:25. Therefore do you also separate the clean beast from the unclean, and the clean fowl from the unclean. Defile not your souls with beasts, or birds, or any things that move on the earth, and which I have shewn you to be unclean. 20:26. You shall be holy unto me, because I the Lord am holy, and I have separated you from other people, that you should be mine. 20:27. A man, or woman, in whom there is a pythonical or divining spirit, buying, let them die. They shall stone them. Their blood be upon them.